Hey everybody, I'm Mark Buzz, and welcome back for another Deep Dives. Today we're going to be tackling fleas
Oh, yeah.
and looking at how we can get rid of them using steam cleaning.
Okay.
So if you've got pets or you're just really looking for a safer way to deal with these little guys, this Deep Dive is for you.
Awesome.
So we are basing this Deep Dive on an article from Simple Pets Management, and the article is called, Does Steam Kill Fleas? And I've got to say, when I first read this article, I was pretty surprised by some of the stuff in there.
Yeah, bet.
And joining me today to break it all down is Anna Bugs, our resident expert in all things creepy crawly.
Hi, everybody.
So, we say we like right in.
Let's do it.
So, I think a lot of people might be surprised to learn that steam cleaning can actually be a very effective method for flea control.
Yeah, I think so too.
I know, I always kind of thought of steam cleaning as more of a like surface level cleaning thing, you know, getting rid of like stains and odors and stuff.
Right.
But it turns out it can actually be like a real weapon against fleas.
That's right. And the reason for that is the heat.
Mm.
Steam cleaners can reach temperatures of over 200 degrees Fahrenheit, which is hot enough to kill fleas in all stages of their life cycle.
Really?
Eggs, larvae, pupa, and even those adult fleas that are driving you crazy.
So it's not even just about, you know, killing the fleas that you see. It's about like wiping out the whole population.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty impressive.
It is. And what's even more impressive is that steam can penetrate deep into carpets, cracks, and crevices,
Oh, wow.
places where fleas love to hide and lay their eggs.
Oh, so you're not just treating the surface, you're getting like down deep to the source of the problem.
That's right.
So it's kind of like a deep clean and a flea extermination all rolled into one.
Exactly.
I like the sound of that.
And here's another thing to like about it. It's safe.
Okay.
Unlike traditional chemical treatments, steam cleaning uses only hot water vapor, so it's non-toxic and safe for kids and pets.
That's huge for a lot of people I know, myself included.
Yeah.
I'm always a little wary of using harsh chemicals, especially when I got my my furry friend running around.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why steam cleaning is becoming increasingly popular.
Okay.
It's a safe and effective alternative.
So we've established that steam cleaning can kill fleas. But how do you actually do it? The article lays out a pretty clear step-by-step guide, right?
It does, and it starts with preparation.
Okay.
Before you even touch your steam cleaner, you need to do a few things to make sure you're getting the most out of it.
All right, let's break it down.
Okay.
What's step one?
Declutter, declutter.
Declutter.
You need to clear the area. You're going to steam clean of any clutter, clothes, toys, anything that's lying around. This will give the steam better access to those flea hotspots.
Makes sense. You don't want them hiding even a pile of laundry or something there, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And once you've decluttered, it's time to break out the vacuum cleaner.
Ah, yes, the good old vacuum cleaner. But there's a catch here, isn't there?
There is, you absolutely have to dispose of that vacuum bag outside
Oh, really?
immediately after you're done.
Wow.
Those fleas are resilient and they can easily escape from the bag and reinfest your home.
Oh, gosh. I'll admit, I've been guilty of leaving that vacuum bag sitting around for a bit too long, but I won't be making that mistake again.
Good. It's a simple step, but it can make a big difference in preventing reinfestation.
Okay, so we've decluttered, we've vacuumed, we've disposed of the bag safely. What's next?
Now it's time to choose your weapon.
Okay.
Not all steam cleaners are created equal,
Right.
and you'll want to make sure you're using one that can reach those flea frying temperatures we talked about.
So what should we be looking for when choosing a steam cleaner?
Look for a high-quality steam cleaner that can generate steam at temperatures of at least 200 degrees Fahrenheit,
Okay.
and make sure it has attachments that allow you to get into those hard-to-reach places.
Okay, good tip. So once we've got our steam cleaner all set up and ready to go, what's the actual process like? Is it pretty straightforward?
It is, but there's one key thing to keep in mind. Slow and steady wins the race.
Okay.
You need to move the steamer slowly across the carpet, allowing the heat to penetrate deep into the fibers and kill those fleas.
So it's not about like just blotting the carpet with steam. It's about like giving it time to work its magic.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
And for really heavy infestations, you may need to make multiple passes over the same area to make sure you're getting every last fleas.
And this is where it gets really interesting. The article mentions that steam cleaning can actually be even more effective than traditional insecticide sprays.
That's right. Insecticides often just target adult fleas, but steam can kill them in all stages of their life cycle. Plus, it's non-toxic and doesn't leave behind any harmful residues.
Wow, that's a pretty compelling argument for steam cleaning. It's safe, it's effective, and it gets to the root of the problem.
Exactly.
And you know what else is great about steam cleaning?
What's that?
It not only kills fleas, but it also cleans your carpets and upholstery.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It removes dirt allergens and dust mites, leaving your home fresh and clean.
That's a
So it's
bonus.
like a two-for-one deal. You get rid of the fleas and you get a deep clean. I'm sold.
Me
I
too.
think steam cleaning is a fantastic option for anyone looking for a safe and effective way to control fleas. All right, so we've covered the basics of steam cleaning for flea control, but what about preventing those pesky critters from coming back in the first place? What does the article have to say about that?
Well, the article emphasizes that steam cleaning is most effective when used as part of a multi-pronged approach.
Multi-pronged approach. I like the sound of that. Tell me more.
Think of it like this. Steam cleaning is your heavy artillery.
Okay.
It takes care of the immediate problem. But to keep those fleas from coming back, you need to employ a few other strategies as well.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What are these other strategies?
Well, the first and most obvious one is to treat your pets.
Okay.
Fleas love to hitch a ride on our ferny friends, so it's essential to keep them flea-free.
Makes sense, but how do you do that effectively?
There are a number of options you can use: flea combs, topical treatments, oral medications, or even special collars.
Oh, wow.
Your vet can help you choose the best option for your pet.
So it's about finding the right tool for the job, just like with the steam cleaner.
Exactly.
And don't forget about your pet's bedding.
Oh, right.
Fleas love to lay their eggs in the cozy fibers, so it's important to wash it regularly in hot water.
Very important.
Good point. I'll definitely be stepping up my pet bedding laundry game. And while we're on the subject of cleaning, don't neglect your outdoor spaces either.
Good point.
You mean like my yard?
Yes, fleas can thrive in shaded grassy area.
Oh.
So it's important to keep your yard tidy and free of debris.
Okay.
You can also use flea control treatments in your yard, but make sure they're safe for pets and children.
So it's not just about like my home, it's about creating a flea-unfriendly environment, like both inside and out.
Precisely.
And here's another important step. Seal up any cracks or crevices in your home.
Oh, good one.
Cracks and crevices. What do you mean?
Fleas are tiny and they can squeeze through the smallest openings.
So it's about like cutting off their escape route.
Exactly. And finally, even after you've done all of this, you need to remain vigilant.
Mm.
Regular vacuuming, especially in high traffic areas, can help catch any stray fleas before they have a chance to lay eggs.
So it's about staying one step ahead of those little buggers.
That's right. Flea control is an ongoing process, not a one-time event.
Right.
But with the right tools and strategies, you can create a comfortable and flea-free environment for you and your family.
You've given us a lot to think about today, Anna, and I'm sure our listeners are eager to learn even more.
Happy to share.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive on steam cleaning for flea control, but we're not done yet.
No, we're not.
In the next part, we'll be delving deeper into some of the finer points of this method, as well as exploring some alternative approaches.
Sounds good to me.
Me too. And before we go, I want to remind everyone that we got all this great information from an article titled "Does Steam Kill Fleas?" by Simple Pest Management.
Great article.
Be sure to check them out online and on social media for more tips and advice on all things pest control.
Yeah, they're a great resource.
Absolutely. And if you enjoyed this deep dive so far, make sure to follow us and leave a like.
Yes, please do.
We're always on the lookout for interesting topics to explore, so let us know what you'd like us to tackle next.
We love hearing from our listeners.
So true. We'll be back soon with part two of our deep dive into the world of flea control. Until then, stay curious, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Welcome back, everybody. So we just finished talking about how important it is to kind of tackle those fleas on multiple fronts.
Right.
You know, treating your pets and their bedding and even your yard.
Yeah.
But let's circle back to the main event for a minute here.
Okay.
Steam cleaning.
It does almost sound too good to be true, right?
I know.
Just hot water vapor wiping out these pesky fleas.
Yeah. It's kind of like a superpower.
Yeah.
Well, it's not magic, but it does tap into a certain vulnerability that fleas have.
Okay.
Fleas are pretty hardy creatures.
They can survive in all kinds of conditions.
Yeah, but they are incredibly susceptible to heat and moisture.
Oh, so it's not even just the heat. It's the combination of heat and moisture that really gets them?
That's exactly right.
Gotcha.
The steam penetrates their exoskeletons and essentially cooks them from the inside out.
Wow.
Plus, that moisture disrupts their respiratory system.
Okay.
It's like a 1-2 punch they just can't handle.
Wow, I never thought of it like that. It's like they're getting steam like a dumpling or something.
That's a great analogy.
No wonder it's so effective.
And it kind of highlights another advantage of steam cleaning.
Okay.
It's a very thorough method.
Likely.
The steam can reach into those tiny cracks and crevices where fleas love to hide, and it just kills them right at the source.
So it's not just about like knocking down the visible population. It's about getting rid of those hidden eggs and larvae that could lead to like a reinfestation later.
Exactly.
And here's another thing that I find fascinating.
What's that?
The article mentions that steam cleaning can actually be more effective than traditional insecticide sprays in some cases.
That's right.
Really? How so?
Well, insecticides often only target the adult fleas.
Right.
But steam can kill fleas in all stages of their life cycle.
Okay.
Eggs, larvae, pupa, you name it.
Yeah.
It's a much more comprehensive approach.
And of course, there's the safety factor.
Oh, yeah, big time.
You know, no harsh chemicals to worry about.
Just good old-fashioned water.
Yeah. I know I'm much more comfortable using steam in my home than, like, spraying pesticides everywhere.
And you know what else is great about steam cleaning?
What's that?
It's not just good for getting rid of fleas. It's also a great way to deep clean your carpets and upholstery.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. It's like a two-for-one deal.
Exactly. The steam can remove dirt allergens and dust mites, leaving your home feeling fresh and clean.
So you're not just getting rid of the fleas, you're improving the overall hygiene of your home. That's a win-win in my book.
Absolutely. And here's another bonus.
Okay.
Steam cleaning can actually help to extend the life of your carpets and upholstery.
Really?
By removing dirt and grime, it prevents wear and tear.
Wow. I had no idea. I'm starting to think everyone should own a steam cleaner.
They're definitely a worthwhile investment, especially if you have pets or allergies.
Okay, so we've talked about all the great things about steam cleaning, but are there any downsides? Is there anything we should be aware of before we go out and buy a steam cleaner?
That's a great question, and it's important to kind of be aware of the potential drawbacks of any method before you try it.
So what are the downsides of steam cleaning? What should we watch out for?
Well, the first thing to keep in mind is that steam cleaning can be a bit more time-consuming than other methods.
Mm.
You need to take the time to prepare the area, you know, move furniture and allow for drying time.
So it's not a quick fix. It's more of like a deep cleaning project.
Exactly. And it's not suitable for all types of fabrics or flooring. Some delicate materials can be damaged by steam, so it's important to check the manufacturer's instructions.
Yeah, good point. I wouldn't want to ruin my favorite rug in the process of trying to get rid of fleas.
And here's another thing to consider.
Okay.
Steam cleaning can create a lot of moisture.
Right.
So it's important to make sure you have good ventilation in the area you're cleaning.
Right. You don't want to end up with a mold problem on top of your flea problem.
Exactly. And finally, steam cleaning can be a bit pricey.
Okay.
The machines themselves can be expensive, and you may also need to purchase additional attachments or cleaning solutions.
So it's an investment, but potentially a worthwhile one, considering all the benefits we've talked about.
I agree. And remember, you don't have to do it yourself.
Right.
There are professional steam cleaning services available if you prefer to leave it to the experts.
That's good to know. So overall, it sounds like steam cleaning is a very effective and safe method for flea control, but it's important to be aware of the potential downsides and to make sure it's the right approach for your specific situation.
Exactly. It's not a magic bullet,
right,
but it can be a really powerful tool in your arsenal against fleas.
All right. Well, we've explored the world of steam cleaning pretty thoroughly. What do you say we shift gears a bit and talk about some other approaches to flea control?
Sounds good to me. There are a lot of different options out there.
Yeah.
So it's helpful to be aware of what's available.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe we'll even uncover some surprising solutions that our listeners haven't heard of before.
I'm always up for discovering something new. Let's dive in.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. What are some of the most common methods for flea control besides steam cleaning?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, treating your pets is essential.
Right.
And there are a variety of products available for this.
Okay.
From topical treatments to oral medications.
Right. I remember using those spot-on treatments on my dog when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty effective, a little messy.
They can be, but they've come a long way in recent years.
Okay.
There are now many newer products that are much easier to apply and more effective.
And what about those oral medications? How do those work?
They contain ingredients that kill fleas when they bite your pet.
Hmm.
So they're a good option if you're worried about your pet licking off topical treatments.
That makes sense. And what about those flea collars I've heard about? Are they any good?
They can be.
Okay.
But it's important to choose a collar that's specifically designed to kill fleas.
Okay.
Some collars only repel fleas, which might not be enough to solve a serious infestation.
So it's about choosing the right tool for the job, just like with the steam cleaning.
Exactly. And it's also important to follow the instructions carefully.
Right.
Using too much or too little of a product can reduce its effectiveness or even harm your pet.
Good point. Safety first, always.
Absolutely. And don't forget about your pet's environment.
Okay.
As we talked about earlier, washing their bedding regularly in hot water is crucial.
Right. Those flea eggs love to hide in those cozy fibers.
And you can also use flea sprays or powders in areas where your pet spends a lot of time.
Hmm.
Just make sure they're safe for pets and humans.
So it's about creating a flea-unfriendly environment, both on your pet and in their surroundings.
Exactly. And here's another important point.
Okay.
It's not just about treating the symptoms.
Okay.
It's about understanding the flea life cycle.
Flea life cycle, that sounds complicated.
It's actually pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Fleas go through four stages: egg, larva, pupa, and adult. And each stage has its own vulnerabilities.
So if we can kind of target each stage effectively, we can break the cycle and prevent reinfestation.
Exactly. And there are different methods that are more effective at different stages. For example, steam cleaning is great for killing adult fleas and larvae, but it might not be as effective against pupa, which are encased in a protective cocoon.
So we need to use a combination of methods to really cover all of our bases.
That's right. And it's also important to be patient.
Okay.
Flea control takes time and effort. You're not going to see results overnight.
So it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly. And it's important to stay consistent with your efforts.
Right.
Even after you think you've gotten rid of all the fleas,
okay.
It's important to continue with your preventative measures to keep them from coming back.
So vigilance is key.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to seek professional help
Okay.
if you're struggling to get a handle on the situation.
Right. Sometimes you need to call in the expert.
Exactly. They have the knowledge, experience, and tools to tackle even the most stubborn infestations.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive on flea control. We've talked about steam cleaning, pet treatments, environmental control, and even the flea life cycle.
It's been a comprehensive exploration.
And I'm sure the listeners have learned a lot.
I hope so.
Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to pests.
Well said.
And before we wrap up this second part, I want to remind everyone about the great article that inspired this deep dive, "Does Steam Kill Fleas?" by Simple Pest Management.
Fantastic article.
It's a fantastic resource for anyone looking for safe and effective flea control solutions.
Absolutely.
And if you're enjoying this deep dive so far, make sure to follow us and leave a like.
Yes, please.
We're always on the lookout for interesting topics to explore, so let us know what you'd like us to tackle next.
We love hearing from our listeners.
So true. We'll be back soon with the third and final part of our deep dive into the world of flea control. Until then, stay curious, everyone. Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into the world of flea control. We've talked about a lot so far, you know, everything from how effective steam cleaning can be to how important it is to treat your pets and the environment that they live in. But before we wrap things up, I want to touch on something that I think is really important, and that is the idea of prevention.
Yes.
You know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Right.
And I think that really applies when we're talking about flea control.
I agree. It's much easier to prevent a flea infestation than to try and get rid of one once it's taken hold.
Right, exactly. So what are some things that our listeners can do to prevent these pesky critters from, you know, invading their home and tormenting their pets?
Well, one of the simplest things you can do is just be mindful of where your pets go. Fleas love to hang out in tall grass and shaded areas, so try to avoid letting your pets roam in those places.
That makes sense. And what about like the critters that might already be lurking in our yards? Is there anything we can do to kind of discourage them from setting up shop?
There are definitely some things you can do. Keeping your yard tidy and free of debris can help.
Okay.
Fleas love to hide in piles of leaves and wood piles, so removing those can make your yard less inviting.
So it's all about making our yards less flea-friendly.
Exactly. And there are also some natural flea repellents that you can use in your yard.
Oh, really? Like what?
Things like cedar chips, diatomaceous earth, and certain essential oils can help to deter fleas.
So we can actually kind of use nature's own defenses to keep these fleas at bay.
That's right. And speaking of natural defenses, did you know that there are some plants that fleas just hate?
Really? Tell me more.
Things like lavender, rosemary, and mint are all known to repel fleas. So planting those around your yard can help to create a natural barrier.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I'm going to have to add some of those to my yard in the spring.
I think you should. And here's another tip. Be mindful of who you let into your home.
Oh, okay. What do you mean?
Fleas can hitch a ride on other animals like squirrels and raccoons.
Right.
So try to keep them out of your attic and crawl spaces.
Good point. I hadn't thought about that. So it's about being aware of all the potential entry points, you know, for these fleas.
Exactly. And finally, don't underestimate the power of regular cleaning.
Okay.
Vacuuming frequently, especially in areas where your pets spend a lot of time, can help to remove flea eggs and larvae before they have a chance to develop.
So it really is all about being, you know, proactive and vigilant.
That's right. Flea control is an ongoing process, but it's worth it to keep those pesky critters out of your home and off of your pets.
Couldn't have said it better myself. You've given us a lot of great information today, Anna. I'm sure our listeners are feeling much more equipped now to tackle these fleas head on.
I hope so.
And remember, if you're ever feeling overwhelmed, don't hesitate to reach out to a professional pest control company.
Right. They have the expertise and the experience to handle even the most challenging infestations.
And they can also provide you with ongoing preventative services to help you keep those fleas at bay for good.
Absolutely.
Well, this brings us to the end of our deep dive into the world of flea control. I want to thank Anna for joining me today and for sharing her wealth of knowledge with us.
It was my pleasure.
And of course, we want to give a big shout out to Simple Pest Management for that fantastic article that inspired this deep dive. Be sure to check them out online and on their social media for even more great tips and advice.
They're a fantastic resource for anyone looking for safe and effective pest control solutions.
Absolutely. And if you enjoyed this deep dive, be sure to follow us and leave a like.
Yes, please do.
We are always on the lookout for interesting topics to explore, so let us know what you'd like to hear about next.
We love hearing from our listeners.
So true. Until next time, stay curious, everyone. And flea free, of course.
Bye, everybody.